Hey there, I'm Lena Elkins, an award-winning business and marketing strategist here to make your life way easier as a growing online coach, consultant, or service provider. After working with over 1,000 clients and having been in the digital space since 2014, I can promise you that most quote-unquote marketing advice available to entrepreneurs is complete trash. Unfiltered, and my entire business, is all about trimming the fat, ending the cycle of wasted time on tasks and strategies that just don't work, and solely focusing on the exact steps toward accelerating your brand positioning, lead generation, and sales. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter how new you are in your business, how many testimonials are on your website, how many Instagram followers you have, or how old you are. None of that matters to me. You, yes you, have the power to design, build, and grow a business and life that you want. And it all starts right here. Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast, and I hope you love the episode.
Hello, my friends. It's your girl, Lena, here, and welcome to 2021. How fun is it to be in a new year? Am I right? I think that everybody needed a serious break from 2020. I know that I did, and so that's why I actually have been fairly MIA, both on the podcast and also via email and just social media in general. For basically all of December, Eliav and I were in California visiting my parents and my siblings, which was awesome just to be there for the holidays and my birthday. And it was just a much needed break before kicking things off in the new year. So thank you guys for being here in this new era. I think that the perfect topic for today's episode is how to set 2021 business goals that you're actually going to be able to achieve. Now, this is a question that I often get from subscribers and followers around this time every single year is like, what's my approach to setting goals that I'm actually going to achieve and keep in 2021, right? Like, how do I do this successfully? It seems like every single year it's something that people are trying to reinvent the wheel on, because let's be honest, the traditional system that we are taught never really works out exactly as we think that it does, right? Like, it feels really good in the beginning, setting New Year's resolutions, but then they never actually pay off, right? Or we never actually achieve from them what we think that we will. And it sort of puts us into this cycle. So that's why I thought this was a perfect topic for today's episode and a perfect way to kick off the year. So with that, let's just jump on into it. So let's be honest, it's really damn easy to set New Year's resolutions that you never actually achieve, right? And I know this because I used to be the queen of this, okay? Like, I haven't done this in a few years, but my New Year's resolutions list used to include super, like, it was like a Costco size, you know, list of things, right? Everything from I'm going to lose 20 pounds, and then I'm going to make an extra $300,000 to $400,000 a year in my business this year. And I'm also going to work only 2 to 3 hours per day. And I'm going to meal prep every single week. And I'm going to meditate every day. And I'm going to see at least 3 friends every single week. And I'm going to make sure that I get date nights in with my husband every single week, right? I'm going to set up a skincare regimen I can actually stick to and do every day, right? The list would go on and on and on. And guess what? I wouldn't achieve any of them, not even one of them. And in fact, I would basically forget about the entire list within the first few weeks of creating it. And I'm sure that you relate to this. But over the past 2 to 3 years, I've really learned to loathe the whole New Year's resolution process. One, because I just don't love the idea of that there's only one day in the year where you're basically allowed to start fresh or to try new things or to challenge yourself or to set new goals or to feel confident or excited about the possibilities of the future. I just really don't like that idea. I think that that's something that we should be giving ourselves permission to be doing every day, every week. And in fact, if you look at our routine in our business, we have team meetings at least once a week where we're sitting down and looking at everything that we achieved in the previous week, what worked, what didn't, what are we specifically focusing on in the next week, right? Like, every single week, I feel like we're doing this process in a much more achievable and sustainable way. But another reason that I really hate this idea of New Year's resolutions is because I think that it's a way to subconsciously make people, especially women, especially female entrepreneurs, be really critical of themselves, right? And to basically analyze everything that's wrong with them and all the reasons that they're behind in life, and then try to like manically change and solve everything at once, right? When really, when we do that, we're only setting ourselves up to fail yet again. And this thought of, you know, constant self-improvement is really a very sneaky thought that's actually, in my mind, the opposite of self-love and self-care, right? And it puts you into this endless cycle of just never being good enough, of feeling like you have to rehaul your entire life in order to be good enough for yourself or for others in the coming year. And I just think that that's much more detrimental than we actually realize. But more than those two reasons, I really believe that most New Year's goals are simply not achievable because they're designed and thought about so poorly. So basically what I want to do here is talk to you guys about how you can set goals for yourself this year, specifically your business goals, in a way that you're actually going to be able to keep them. And it's broken down into two super, super simple steps that might actually seem like complete opposites at first, but they actually work perfectly together, and they have to work together in order for you to successfully actualize the goals that you want in 2021. So the first point here, the first step here, is what I like to think of as the art of restriction, okay? Restriction, holding yourself back. Now, the word restriction might actually really stress you out. It might actually feel like the opposite of freedom to you, which is interesting since, you know, one of the number one buzzwords that we sort of hear in the online business space is freedom and achieving freedom and financial freedom and lifestyle freedom and whatever. So hearing the word restriction might actually make you a little queasy or cause you anxiety, okay? But I promise you that this is like the number one essential piece to achieving anything. Now, here's what most online entrepreneurs don't like to talk about because it doesn't sound particularly sexy, but this is so incredibly true. When you have unlimited freedom, you actually have very slim chances of getting anything done, right? If you think about it, when you have too many options or too many possibilities or too many things on your to-do list, you typically become very overwhelmed and you don't do anything. And in fact, if you look at the previous year in your business and maybe why you didn't achieve a set number of business goals that you had wanted to, there's a very good reason that the chance that you didn't achieve it is because you were overwhelmed by the amount of information out there, the number of strategies, the amount of content, the amount of experts, right? The amount of webinars that you watched or whatever, right? Choice overload is a very, very real thing. And when any human being is given too many choices, we often either run away from them or we make the wrong choice. So the truth is, choices typically seem really, really appealing until they're put into reality. So for example, I live in Israel, right? And if you go to any given grocery store, no matter how big, and let's say you wanna buy peanut butter, right? I decide I wanted to go to the grocery store and I wanna buy peanut butter. I'm gonna see most likely like 2 to 5 choices of brands and types of peanut butter at most, okay? And this used to drive me crazy. I, you know, coming from the United States, I used to be like, oh, this isn't enough. What is this? You know, like I need more peanut butter choices, right? But really what it came down to is I say, okay, but in this moment, I have 2 to 5 choices. I'm gonna examine my choices and I would make the best decision within a minute or two. And then I would move on with my life, right? Now, let me tell you about that same experience, which I just had, right? I just got back from California in the States. Let's say, you know, I would go to Whole Foods, right? Or I would go to Safeway or some massive grocery store and peanut butter was on the list. You know that there's like 30 to 40 freaking different types of peanut butter that you can buy in any given grocery store in the United States? It's insane. And when I would be in that moment, here's what would literally happen. I would either become way too overwhelmed and decide that I just don't need peanut butter or I'll just deal with it later, right? Or I'll just grab a random one just to get out of that situation, right? Even if it's not what I really wanted, even if it was the most expensive one, whatever. I'm just like, ugh, I can't be standing in this aisle looking at all these options anymore, right? The human brain does not do well with too many choices. And in fact, the human brain typically does best with like 3 to 5 choices, 3 to 5 options, okay? Anything less than that can often frustrate us because it feels just too limiting. But anything more than that also doesn't work because it just puts us into overwhelm. It's the same exact thing with our to-do list, specifically in business, right? And I know that a lot of you guys make this mistake, that you'll wake up in the morning and you'll look at your task manager, like let's say you use Asana, for example, and you see 15 or 20 things that you know you have to get done on that particular day, right? Like you set aside, you know, you have 6 hours to get done of work that day, right? But you have like 15 things on that list to do. But guess what? Those things aren't put in any particular order of importance. And what's going to happen? You're either going to avoid that list altogether or you're going to start tackling it in a random way and order that really makes no sense at all. And this is what also naturally leads to something called decision fatigue. Decision fatigue is very, very real because every single thing on your to-do list is not just a task. You have to be making decisions with each of those things. What do I do next? What is my strategy for doing this? What is my step-by-step here? What's the amount of time that I'm giving myself to do this? What's the template that I'm using, right? What are the tools that I'm using? There are so many micro decisions that you have to make within every single task that this is naturally going to lead to a massive amount of fatigue. And as you make too many decisions throughout the day, specifically if you tackle too many things first thing in the day, guess what? Your ability to continue to make good decisions as the day goes on only dwindles. The decisions that you make as the day goes on are only going to become worse and worse and worse. And when I think about myself, you know, oh gosh, it's so like scary to think about because I would never do this now. But, you know, there were years in my business where I would have 5, 6, 7, 8 coaching sessions at a time, like hour-long sessions back to back with my students, right? For the first, let's say 2, 3, maybe even 4 hours, I was on it. You know, the strategic guidance and advice and coaching that I gave was really strong. It was really clear. But then looking back on it, I feel bad for those last like 3 or 4 clients that I had throughout the day where I was pushing into 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m., right? Because there's no way that what I was even saying to them was like coherent. Not because I'm not a great coach or I'm not a great marketing strategist, but because this fatigue is a very, very real thing. So if you tell yourself, for example, that you're going to get those 15 or 20 things done on your to-do list, plus you're going to do a million other things that you've already committed to, right? So let's say you also promise yourself you're going to make a really healthy dinner and you're going to exercise and you're going to meditate and you're going to spend quality time with your kids. Guess what? Most likely, almost none of those things will happen. Instead, you're going to end up making decisions that are actually the complete opposite of your goals, right? And your resolutions. Like instead of making a really healthy dinner, you're just going to order a pizza and then you're going to open up that bottle of wine and then you're going to watch 4 hours of Netflix, the complete opposite of what your resolutions were. And then how are you going to feel? So let's bring this concept basically back to your goals. Remember that every single time you set a new resolution for yourself, you are asking yourself to make an entirely new, very long list of decisions, right? Like we just spoke about, for every single task or every single new goal, it's not just a task or a goal. There is a very long list of micro decisions you have to make under each of those things. Each of those goals requires you to make a completely different and brand new plan for implementation, right? Which means that you're telling yourself that you have to suddenly learn way more things more likely, right? You have to get into a new routine. You have to have a lot of new experiences, learn a new skill, take on more challenges. And when there's too many, this is simply impossible. Keep in mind, by the way, that you are expecting yourself to suddenly do all of these new things on top of everything else that you've already committed to, right? Like it's not like when you set New Year's resolutions, everything else on your schedule from the year before suddenly disappears. Right? You're still making daily decisions, the same ones that you were previously, right? About your business, the same commitments you still have, plus small things, which you don't realize actually take up a lot of mental energy. Like, what are you going to wear every day, right? What are you going to eat for breakfast? What time are you going to get your kids in the car to drive them to school? Plus all of the business tasks that you've already committed to from the previous year. It's not like you're trashing your whole previous business and just starting over, right? So basically, changing something, no matter how seemingly small, means forcing yourself to make new decisions that you hadn't before. And this is a much more heavy and taxing task on your brain than you realize. Okay, so now that we've covered that and we said, okay, you know, 3 to 5 decisions at a time, let's say that you set 3 new, real, tangible business resolutions for yourself in 2021. 3. You're restricting yourself to 3. Restriction around this is going to allow you to make a much better plan for each of those 3 things than you ever would have for 10 or 15 or 20 things. Because guess what? You now have the mental space to make each of these plans much more specific and realistic and doable, right? Real achievement requires a detailed planning. Which also, when you're very detailed and you leave no room and space and freedom around that, that's going to take away any of the risk of last minute improvisation, right? Or last minute adjusting or last minute ditching the plan altogether, right? So for example, If your goal is to, let's say one of your resolutions is to go live once a week on Facebook, okay? You want to go live once a week on Facebook. What you need to do then for that one goal is you need to write out a very specific plan that is restrictive, where you're making it clear, this is the specific day where I do this. This is the specific time. This is the format that I have for writing a really good caption for that video. This is the best frame and place and lighting and whatever to set up my camera or my phone for it, right? What's my framework for writing an amazing outline each week? What thoughts do I need to practice right ahead of time to really get myself in the right mental space to make this video awesome, et cetera, right? When you have a very specific plan like this, there is way less room for flexibility or for last minute impulse decisions. And this is gonna make it way easier for you to accomplish your goal and to show up and to do that video every single week. Now, instead, let's say, go live once per week was one of 20 things, 20 resolutions that you have, you're not gonna have the mental space to create a very specific plan for each and every one of those things. So guess what? When you decide I'm gonna go live once a week, you think you're actually gonna stick to that without a step-by-step plan? Definitely not. You're most likely going to just not do it, or you're gonna procrastinate, or you're just, not gonna do it well. And I can tell you, even in my business, for an example, right? I know that to show up as a successful and productive CEO and leader in my business that is ensuring consistent and sustainable growth, I only allow myself to do very, very, very few things in the business. And I'll tell you, it's like four things. Number one, I run private coaching and consulting sessions with my clients, right? I create roadmaps and strategic game plans for my clients, okay? I run live webinars, that's number three. I create the business's content. So that's like this podcast, right? Emails, graphics, whatever. And honestly, that's pretty much it. That's like three or four things, right? And for each of those tasks, I have extremely specific guidelines and restrictions for myself. And I've done each of them and followed these guidelines over and over and over again to ensure that the quality and the consistency is there. So that when I look at all those different, repeated things, they add up to a really, really amazing result. Everything else in my business, honestly, I do not see as a priority for me and is not my responsibility. These are the four things that I am committed to. These are the four things that I have become the master of and the only place where I know I can fully invest my time and energy consistently without going into decision overload and fatigue. So what this comes down to, you guys, is that restriction is about looking at reality, okay? This is not about fantasy thinking or criticizing yourself over and over again, right? Or setting yourself up for disappointment. Restriction is about reality. And when you practice the art of restriction, you have to truly ask yourself. You have to look yourself in the mirror with very few options, not a lot of mental freedom here, and ask yourself, what at the end of the day do I really want? Why do you really want it? Is this goal about vanity metrics? Is it about feeding my ego? Is it about sticking to some arbitrary deadline that actually doesn't really matter? What does really matter here, right? When you aren't blinded by billions of options, when it really comes down to it, when you really boil it down, what really matters? And how do you distill that down so that you can finally clear out all the other garbage and just focus on that? That's what restriction is all about. Okay, so step two, after we talked about the art of restriction, is massive action, okay? Massive action is something that I've spoken about a lot on this podcast, a lot in my mastermind, a lot in a lot of places. But if you guys are new here, let's just make this very simple. Massive action is basically taking action until your goal is met, period, no matter what, okay? What doesn't matter is what effort seems reasonable to you, if it aligns with some deadline that you've set for yourself, if everyone else is telling you that it's stupid, if you get bored or defeated or insecure or frustrated, if you feel like you are going to die, none of that matters. You just keep going and keep taking action. Now, the way to know that it's time to stop taking action is basically when you've reached your goal. If you haven't done that yet, then you are not done, period. It's so, so, so simple. And when you commit to this fully, all of the possibilities of self-sabotaging and not reaching your goal, like the self-pity and the self-indulgence and the complaining and the confusion and the overwhelm and the blaming others and outside circumstances, right? And the self-judgment and the evaluation of how much progress you're making, right? And wondering if you're moving fast enough and comparing yourself to others and all the internal negotiations that your crazy ass brain comes up with, all of that is eliminated. It simplifies your process of getting from A to Z. And it actually creates so much freedom for you. When you aren't spending all of this time thinking about all of the above, which is so pointless, guess what? You suddenly have the space to just do the real work and to stop overcomplicating it. This is absolutely the simplest way to get any goal done. And here's what it ultimately comes down to when it comes to massive action. When you commit to just one or two or three business goals fully, you will not only achieve them way faster, but you are going to experience the best damn feeling in the world. And this is what a lot of people don't realize. It's going to feel so much better than creating some stupid, momentarily inspiring, but ultimately disappointing resolution list. It's going to feel way better than, you know, trying to pursue these goals and feeling all worked up for like a week and then sort of losing momentum and dropping them. Ultimately, doing something that's actually hard, one thing, and achieving it, even when your brain is trying to kill you and derail you, is the absolute very best feeling in the world. It's not about 20 things. It's about doing this with one thing. So please give yourself permission to blow your own mind, to do it differently this year, and to actually achieve your goals by simplifying and not overcomplicating. That's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for being on the first ever 2021 Unfiltered podcast episode. If you loved it, please go ahead and leave a review. I really appreciate it. Or send me an email, lena@lenaelkins.com. Sending lots of love to you and luck and abundance in this new year. And I will see you on the next episode.
Love the episode? Awesome. I'd greatly appreciate it if you would go ahead and share it on social media, feel free to tag me, or go ahead and leave a podcast review on iTunes. If you're ready for an unfiltered approach to getting fully booked in your business, please go ahead and reach out to me at lena@lenaelkins.com to learn how I can help support you in getting there. See you on the next episode.